Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
A yawning ideological gap in Question Time over child poverty and what, if anything, to do about it, with Labor and the Greens ganging up on the Minister for Social Development and Employment.
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, and I think this is really is the key, that while Labor sort of pontificate as to whether or not there are children in poverty and which report says there are or which report there aren't, this side of the House is actually getting on with real solutions, like 100,000 households that have been insulated, like more money into EC, like $43 million more going into state kids in the last budget. You want to talk about vulnerable children? Those are the children that need us most and that this side of the House are prepared to stand up for.
The Honourable Annette.
Supplementary question, Mr Speaker. Could the Minister then outline what changes she did make to the training incentive allowance soon after she became the Minister? And did it include not allowing those on benefits to undertake a tertiary training at a degree course level, the same training she managed to get under the training incentive allowance program?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, talk about the politics of envy. Quite frankly, if that member was still running policies like she had 20 years ago, she'd be selling state assets, because that's what she was doing 20 years ago. So if we all went back to what was happening 20 years ago, it would be kind of ridiculous.
Paula Bennett remained on her feet after Annette King was followed by the Greens co-leader Materia Toure.
Has the Prime Minister refused to set a bold target to bring children out of poverty, because he knows that most of the children in poverty live in benefit-reliant households and that therefore bringing them out of poverty would require increasing benefit levels?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, actually every day him and his ministers work hard on behalf of both children and all New Zealanders in this country. But let me give an example of lifting children out of poverty. If we get people into work, that is the best way we can actually get those children out of poverty.
The inevitable question to that was the next one for Materia Toure.
How are low-wage jobs a solution to poverty when for every 5 children living in poverty, 2 are living in working households? How are low-wage jobs a solution to that?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Because, Mr Speaker, you're more likely to get into a higher paid job by being in work, gaining skills and actually being in that working environment.
No questions about the Rugby World Cup, but the Speaker honoured Wednesday's promise to look favourably on a request for a snap debate, which was led off by Labor's shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, National's sudden decision to take control of the waterfront is, in my belief, an admission that they have failed to ensure the security and safe passage of Kiwi fans and international visitors on the Rugby World Cup opening night.
More on that debate now from Rhys Lyon.
Transport Minister Stephen Joyce said commuter chaos in Auckland wouldn't be repeated.
Auckland Transport has stood up and said they will make some changes for this weekend, and I support those changes, Mr Speaker. They are going to change the number of, arrange a much larger capacity between Britomart and Eden Park. I'm confident that Auckland Transport has taken on the responsibility and the lessons from last weekend, and they will act on those this weekend.
Green MP Keith Locke blamed World Cup problems on the failure of successive governments to address Auckland transport issues.
This government, and sad to say the previous government, have failed to really speed up and provide what Auckland requires. The Green Party will be making the question of public transport in Auckland, particularly rail transport, a major issue in this election.
And the ACT Party's Heather Roy had this take on what the government's takeover of the Auckland fan zone meant.
The government does appear to be saying publicly that it has no confidence in the new Auckland Council to handle these waterfront events. If it has no confidence, this indeed is worrying not just for the Rugby World Cup, but I would contend well beyond.
The ACT Party's Heather Roy speaking in a snap debate on the government's decision to take control of Auckland's Rugby World Cup fan zone on Queen's Wharf.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.